You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
At syempre tayo nagbabalik sa ating SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kasama pa rin niyo Annalyn Violata at kasama na natin sa studio ang ating mga panauhin, Brian Estepa at si Krisha Umali. Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Yes, Musta? Good morning! Nagpa-practice sila kanina habang tayo ay nagbabalita. So ngayon, hahandog bago natin sila makausap at alamin ang kanilang kwento sa musika, hahandugan muna nila tayo ng awitin ang Object of My Disaffection. Siyempre, paalala lang natin sa ating mga nakikinig. Tayo po ay live sa ating Facebook page, SBS Filipino. Sa mga sabi nga ay hindi pa nakakakilala kay Brian at kay Krisha, ngayon na ang panahon ninyo para higit silang kilalanin at pakinggan o husgahan ang kanilang boses. Na ito si Brian Estepa at si Krisha Umali sa awiting Object of My Disaffection.
Feeling old and my bones are aching. I'll move slow but I'm sound of mind. Taking cues from the noise around me. Signals weak but I feel alright. And it's you that's keeping me waiting. And it's you that's shutting down. And if I should fall behind the wrong man, cross my heart that I'll stand my ground. Oh. My oh my, this is unexpected. Caught off guard, you and me surprised. Played along like it's all in its place. Fortune's built on the roll of the dice. And it's you that's keeping me waiting. And it's you that's shutting down. And if I should fall behind the wrong man, cross my heart that I'll stand my tonight will be unsure. You're the object of my disaffection. Oh, how quickly we burn the attraction. Choosing sides. In the morning you'll change your mind.
Object of My Disaffection, Brian. This is part of your CD, Every Little Thing, tama ba?
Tama. That was my last album I released 2 years ago. And that was the first single to come out of it. And also the first album to come out through Lily Stars Records, Galing sa label sa Manila.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, my first official release in the Philippines as well. So.
But you started singing dito sa Sydney, tama?
Sydney, oo. Yeah.
In the year 2000?
No, mga 95, 96. Tagal na.
Matagal na.
Pero solo ako ng 2000.
how was it for you being a Filipino and starting your career dito sa Sydney?
It was good. Sydney is back in the late 90s, the Sydney live music scene was thriving. It still is, but it was different. There was a lot more venues. Mm. Talagang busy, you know. Lots of there's bands all the time, lots of bands playing everywhere. And there wasn't many, I think, Filipinos like me doing it. So.
You start your gigs or yung mga gigs mo no, sa mga hotels, sa mga... Tell us about your early gigs.
Early gigs? Pubs, you know, my Sydney bars and pubs, mostly. Because that's the scene here. So that's where I learned how to become a performing musician. Mm. Mga live venues over here, so...
Cliche, o sinasabi nila ang mga Filipino, music inclined talaga or arts.
Yeah.
Pero where do you get your voice from?
My voice, I think it's from my my mom's side. Because, you know, my mom has a beautiful voice and she plays guitar. Tapos din yung mga uncles ko, yung mga... In my mom's side mostly, they're all musicians din sila. Laging, you know, masaya sa, no, sa Manila. And I sing along, you know, my Eagles, ABBA, Beatles.
Karaoke.
Karaoke, Magic Mike. You know, you know, I think that's where I got my love for music. I think it's ingrained in me from the beginning.
Naging solo artist ka, pero you also had your songs under a few labels?
Oh, over the years, because I've been doing this for, you know, maybe 20 years.
20
now.
Years.
Long time. So, you know, over that time, I've had a few different record labels. But they're all small. They're nothing, not huge labels, but they call them independent record labels. Just to help me get the music out, to help me tour in Australia and overseas. So, yeah, it's I'm lucky. I've been very lucky to have that kind of support behind me over the last couple of years.
You've mentioned overseas. Ang ilan sa kanta mo ay kilala overseas? Can we mention?
Ilan? I'm not sure, but I've had all my albums have been released in overseas, you know, in Europe and US. But it's different now because in this day and age, when someone releases, because music these days is mostly released on the internet now.
Mm.
So, diba, the internet's worldwide. There's no. Oh, it's just released in US. It's just released in Europe. You know, you can release it to the whole world. So it's different now because I can release a single today. And someone in Bulacan, in Manila, in the Philippines, will have
can
it.
Can claim it.
Can claim it. Someone in Namibia can have it. You know, anywhere, you know, with a click of a finger. So, different times. the music industry has changed so much. Yeah.
Let's talk to Krisha. Compared to Brian has been in or doing music for the past 20 years or so. But your band, the Elevator District, is barely new.
Yeah, we've been playing for about a year now. Yesterday actually was we called it our gig-iversary. it was 1 year ago to the day. It was the first time we all got together to play a show, and and then we played a show yesterday as well, so we celebrated, I guess, our gig-iversary.
First gig.
I know, 1 year, but you know, Brian's been playing for 20 years, so...
It was her 21st birthday.
It was, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It was a gift.
Yeah. Brian's like my musical queer, that's what he called himself.
Sabi ko sa kanya, akong kuya mo sa music.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
So many years on me.
Tell us about the Elevator District. I know you're the lead singer, but who are the members?
Oh, the members are some incredible musicians. I met them from university. There's Jack is our bassist, Ollie is our drummer, Jerome our keyboardist, and Ben our guitarist. They're incredible musicians, and it's a bless to be able to do it with them because they're
amazing,
really good.
Band. Amazing
yeah,
band.
Very good band.
So you started from the university?
Yeah. Well, we all met. In university. I think we started rehearsing like in March. We just started doing covers and like checked if we, you know,
jive.
Vibed, you know, if we vibed. And we did, and we're loving it, and we're having such a good time. We've been playing a few shows and around university, but also around different venues in Sydney, and definitely still starting up. But yeah, it's been so much fun, and playing with them because they're really great musicians. It makes my jobs as a singer just so much easier because they're always so tight.
I know being new or baguhan sa, yeah. sa music industry, and even matagal na sa industry, you still face challenges, ano? At syempre, nagpapatuloy tayo kasama natin si Brian Estepa at si Krisha Umali. Isang linggo ng umaga, musika. Pero sabi natin kanina, may mga challenges, ano? Having been in the industry for 20 years or so, ano yung mga hindi mo pa rin makalimutan na challenge na pinagdaanan mo na natuto ka talaga, Brian?
I think the biggest challenge is balancing work, family, and music life. Because they all kind of feed each other.
Yeah.
Diba? Kailangan ko magtrabaho so I can play music, but I can't tour because I've got a family. But it's okay. But that's fine. That's the good challenge, because you need each one to, you know, to sort of help each other. Tapos na challenge din, it's expensive to be a musician.
Sagot mo lahat.
Sagot lahat. We don't really earn much from our music, so we have to do it out of love. Because if we don't do it for love, you don't come into this expecting a big financial return or glory or fame.
Millions.
Millions. No, that's not the reality. You know, what you see on people's Instagrams or videos is not, some is the truth, but not really. The reality is, you know, mahirap. It's hard, but it's rewarding.
Krisha, having learned from your kuya in the music industry, after hearing like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh man, maybe I should know.
Mahirap. Is it hard?
Right now, I feel like it's not that hard.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think it's because, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I guess I don't have as many responsibilities at the moment. I'm like younger and I'm just in university still. So it's not not as challenging in that regard. But yeah, I can expect it. I'm not, you know, I can, yeah, foresee that there will be challenges in the future. But I get to be in a band with some people that I love, and we love what we do. So I guess if that's the core of what we do and why we play and why we do this, then I guess it'll be a lot easier when the challenges come.
Maybe it's because of your interest and your love of music.
Yeah, of course. Like, I've been, like, ever since I was a kid, I was surrounded by music. My dad really got me into different styles of music, and a lot of blues and a lot of jazz, and obviously with the karaoke and everything. Like, I've been surrounded by music all my life and at church and everything. But yeah, I think it's literally like inside of who I am. So when it gets tough, I just know that it's like, this is what, like, it's what keeps me going. Yeah. Just like the love for it. And
you'll get over it.
Yeah. And challenges are challenges because they're temporary. So yeah, you get over challenges.
Good point.
Maraming pubs at mga hotels na nakapag-gig ka na, Brian, but you look forward to doing more shows. And in October, kasama ka sa tour ng Philippine rock band na Orange and Lemon.
Yo, talaga. Super excited ako. Orange and Lemon's are probably my favorite Pinoy band. I discovered them in 2005 in my first ever trip to back home to the Philippines. And now I tracked them because they sounded they sounded like the bands that I liked, like the Beatles, the Smiths. Very Anglo, very white sounding. And I didn't expect it from a Filipino band. Mm. That's what attracted me initially. And I've just been in love with their music. And then they broke up, but now they're back. And I'm just very lucky to be able to help them, bring them to Australia. And it's a marami silang fans eh. And now they've made a comeback, and they're doing really well back home.
And they're touring at the moment.
They're touring
isn't
a lot. They're currently, if Clam and the gang, they're listening, they're in Singapore.
I hope we can do an interview with them.
They will. They will. Clam, you need to contact Annalene soon. They're in Singapore right now. So their new album went to number one in iTunes in the Philippines just recently, and sold out shows. And so I think I think it's a real privilege to bring them here in Australia. I don't know, it's going to be an incredible show.
Because aside from them being your favorite, pareho kayo ng label ngayon, under ng label.
Lily Stars Records. Yeah, that's the record label of Clem Castro of Orange and Lemons. You know. So Orange and Lemons are there, the Camera Walls, and a lot of Megan Trees, a lot of really great Filipino bands, but also international bands. So he's doing something great because he's trying to bring a lot of really interesting international bands also to the Philippines music scene. So that's exciting for me, and he found me, a Filipino from Sydney. Yeah.
And Krisha, is Elevator District going to be one of the front acts? Or are you going to be singing act, there?
Yeah, we're one of the opening acts.
That's
yeah.
for the Sydney show?
Yes, for the Sydney show. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
We're so excited.
I know, it's we don't usually get to play with a massive like Filipino audience, so I'm so excited. I want to see, maybe we can play Filipino Tagalog song. But
yeah, well, it'll be a challenge.
Yeah.
It'll be like, I'm telling everyone, it'll be like Manila and Cabal for one night. Marrickville will turn into a bigger party.
It's gonna be a big show.
It is. I'm hoping it will be because you know, we've got that show and then we got the on October 5 at Marrickville Factory Theatre in Marrickville. Then the next day we go to Melbourne in the Reverence Hotel in Footscray. So it's busy, very short, quick visit.
But it's Hello Aussie Tour.
Yeah, Hello Aussie Tour. Welcome to Oz. Yeah.
It's on October 5 and 6, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, yeah.
And it's going to be at Marrickville, the factory floor, on the 5th. Yep. That's a Friday. Oh, no, it's a Friday
night.
And
no excuses not to get out.
TGIF.
Yeah, thank God it's Friday.
And on the 6th of October, that's Saturday, in Melbourne, the Reverence Hotel.
Yeah, in Footscray. So, and there's also a Filipino. I'm really happy that I'm able to bring a Filipino singer for the Sydney show in Krisha. In Melbourne, we have a singer-songwriter named Luis Dabu, who's also going to play, who's going to open the front act as well for the Melbourne show, along with my friends Danny McDonald and the Wellingtons, who are really popular Melbourne indie bands over there. So two big nights.
Yeah.
Excited.
Para sa mga nakikinig sa atin, mahilig sa musika, nag-iisip o nagdadalawang isip na ituloy o gawin itong karera, anong advice mo?
As in whether to take it as a career?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the wrong person to ask. I'll put it from Krisha's perspective because, you know, she's 21.
She's young, yeah.
She's young. I think when I was that age, that was the most exciting time because everyone's chasing the dream, you know. But for me, I like the path I've led. Okay. I mean, I'm not hugely popular, hugely successful, but I get to play music and I get to do this with my friends. Yeah. I get to talk to you. To me, that's successful.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that if that's my career, and I've been lucky enough to, you know, to take my music overseas and be able to go to the studio and make records, have a really supportive family. I think that's my career. that's how I feel successful. But for Krisha, I think she's an amazing talent. Her band's amazing. I think, you know, it's cliche, but the world's her oyster, you know what I mean?
Mm.
She's not jaded yet.
And hopefully, mapapakinggan pa natin siya sa mga susunod na araw, syempre.
I think you will. You'll hear more about Krisha in Elevated District soon, I think so.
And we're going to have a Sunday sessions with a band, hopefully.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There you go.
We should do that. Yeah, definitely. Yes. I'd love that. We'd love
But for now, papatikim natin sa ating mga tagapakinig ang awitin ng Orange and Lemons, ang This Angel Has Flown.
Yeah, so this is my my version of it. Because I think not many people have heard Orange and Lemons music recently or ever. So I thought I'd introduce it in my own way. Okay. There are times when I'm lying in my bed, hug my pillow and cry from this tip again. And my eyes are like windshields on a rainy day, almost rubbed down, spilling as I keep on dipping my face in this cold hands of mine.
heaven knows how embittered I am. 'Cause this angel has flown away from me, leaving me in drunken misery. I should have clipped her wings and made her mine for all eternity. Now this angel has flown away from me. Thought I had the strength to set her free. Did what I did because I love her so. And will she ever find her way back home to me? I feel like catching 40 winks. I've been up all night in this elbow room that puts me in a trance, where hopes and dreams come true. Now my lips are burning and my eyes are hurting from this fuse I mix, till I light another cigarette just to pass my time. Heaven knows how bitter I am. 'Cause this angel has flown away from me, leaving me in drunken misery. I should have clipped her wings and made her mine for all eternity. Now this angel has flown away from me. Thought I had the strength to set her free. Did what I did because I love her so. And will she ever find her way back home to me?
Brian Estefa sa awitin na This Angel Has Flown, original ng Orange and Lemons.
So I'd like to invite everyone to come to the Orange and Lemons show on Friday, October 5 at the Factory Theatre floor in Marrickville, for you Sydney people. And for you Melbourne Binois, it's at the Reverence Hotel in Footscray on Saturday, October 6th. Tickets on sale now.
And you have your website, Brian Estepa?
Yeah, brianestepa.com. You can visit that site for details on the tour, and also on the Orange and Lemons website as well, on their Facebook, Instagram, all the socials. It's everywhere.
And Krisha Umali, the Elevator District?
Yes, we're on Facebook and we're on Instagram. We just released a new live video on YouTube, so you can check that out. And we're going to be releasing a couple of singles later this year on Spotify and streaming services.
And hopefully to have a Sunday sessions with the Elevator District.
We love that.
Yay!
I'll be tuning in.
Yeah.
At sa pangalan ng ating mga kasamahan sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS, syempre, nagpapasalamat tayo, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Maraming
salamat.
Krisha, sa pagpunta.
Maraming salamat.
Sunday morning. Sa pangalan po ng ating mga kasamahan sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS, Ana Limviolata, nagpapaalam sa inyo at pumabati ng isang maganda at ligtas na umaga. Maraming salamat po sa mga sumabaybay sa atin sa Facebook, SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au